A.D. Quigg reports for the Chicago Tribune, covering Cook County government and Chicago. A.D., it's John. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Let's just talk a little bit today about Mayor Johnson's budget. By the way, our conversation is sponsored by Team Hochberg, but by Hagerty Chevrolet. Visit thehagertyautogroup.com. So just what are the big numbers that we need to start with? How much is he proposing, and where's it going to come from?
So the big number everyone needs to know is $16.6 billion. That is the total appropriation that the mayor proposed yesterday. A big budget, but not that much bigger than last year. Obviously much bigger than a decade ago when our budgets were more like $8 billion, but that's because we got this big influx of federal money. The other big number that I think folks are going to care about is the property tax levy, which is also not going up by very much. Basically, the mayor said over and over, I'm not raising your base levy. The number is going up from $1.73 billion to $1.77 billion. But that climb is likely to capture some new properties that were built and former tax increment financing districts that are now taxable by the whole city. So those are the big numbers. Other than that, the city's headcount is going to climb a little bit, but no big layoffs, no new taxes, no new fees. Kind of a hold steady state, which the mayor says, you know, I'm going to start working to reduce the burden of taxation on all of you to make living in Chicago more affordable for everybody.
I have a couple questions about all of that, but before we get to that, you said that not that long ago, rather than 16, the city's budget was around $8 billion?
That's right. Yeah, about a decade ago. But costs have grown, the cost of government has grown, inflation has gone up, and I think the biggest aspect of why the budget has gone up so much is because we got this massive, basically $2 billion infusion of federal money. That helped us get through COVID, and we're still kind of working on spending it down.
Right, spending it down. It just seems to me like if I had $8 billion worth of services and expenses and inflation and the city's changing, I get that things go up, but I don't feel like I'm getting $8 billion more in services that Chicago is. I don't see the $8 billion, you know what I mean, from 10 years ago.
I hear you, yeah.
And then you're right, $1.73 versus $1.77 billion from property taxes, but not because they're increased, but because some new properties have come on. But it seemed to me like the mayor's ambitions were pretty widespread and into areas that previously weren't anticipated, weren't priorities for Rahm Emanuel or Lori Lightfoot. And the question was always, well, where is he going to get the money for this, for all of these de-escalators and for the environment, et cetera. How is he paying for those things with this budget?
So you're right. The mayor did propose recreating the Department of the Environment. This would basically be kind of dedicated to addressing climate change in the city. It previously was an office, basically within the mayor's office under Mayor Lori Lightfoot, but Mayor Johnson is reconstituting it as its own department. The budget for that, in the context of this gigantic $16.6 billion budget, is a little less than $2 million.
So not a lot.
Not a ton. And then a lot of these other costs are based on things being shifted around. We haven't gotten all the details yet. We actually haven't had a chance to ask budget officials detailed questions yet. I think we will tomorrow. But yes, the mayor is planning on reconstituting, in a sense, some of the mental health clinics that were closed during their Rahm Emanuel's tenure. He's basically going to be setting up pilot clinics in a couple of existing brick-and-mortar CDPH facilities. I'm eager to ask how they plan to pay for that. But a lot of there was some doom and gloom back in September when the mayor released his forecast, basically saying, we're going into this with a $500 million budget. Since then, they say that their revenue projections have changed. They think next year is going to be a big year for amusement taxes. There's also more state taxes from state income tax and basically corporate income tax coming in. So the message is essentially that things are better than we thought, and we do have some money, and it's totally necessary to make some of these investments. The other big area we are watching, and which I'm going to be asking a lot of questions about, is Chicago Police Department. The budget is going up, but the headcount is staying the same.
Yeah.
My colleague Alice Ian did some analysis that showed it looks like there are fewer budgeted positions for safety officers, essentially, because they're civilianizing more positions. We're very curious to see if that's basically an elimination of some vacancies that were at the department and shifting some roles over. The mayor has said over and over his priority is on promoting more detectives to help solve crimes.
But what about all of those other fees or innovative kinds of taxes, a headcount for employees, for employers to put on employees if a company is of a certain size? What about the title transfer tax for properties at $1 million or more? What about the Chicago Mercantile Exchange getting a tax on trades? Can you talk about those? Where did all of those things go?
So no head tax in here.
None of those are going to happen? Yeah. Those things aren't going to happen? Those aren't in the budget?
Those are not in the budget. None of the mayor's, the progressive revenue streams he talked about in campaign trail, none of those are in this budget. Now, what we heard from the mayor, there's a lot of moving parts here. So first on that head tax, the mayor was asked generally about, hey, you proposed all these new revenues on the campaign trail. What's happening with those? And his answer was, we've established a new subcommittee on the city council dedicated to revenue exclusively, and that committee is going to be exploring those. Huh. On the real estate transfer tax, that's a longer process. So in the past few weeks, we've been hearing more about this Bring Chicago Home proposal. This is a proposal to change the rates of real estate transfer tax. So that's a tax when you sell a piece of property, it's taxed on the buyer.
Yep.
Basically, it would raise those rates on properties over $1 million. There's been a hearing on whether we should put this question on the ballot to raise those rates and use the extra money raised from that to dedicate to homelessness services. I'm expecting we're going to have a vote on that in the next few weeks, if not months, so it can make it on the March ballot. And if that does pass the city council and voters do approve it, that tax would not start until 2025. We wouldn't be able to spend that money until 2026.
Yeah.
So that's not a debate happening in this budget.
That's so interesting, though, but isn't it? All of the fuss about all of these things, and yet here's a budget that the mayor seems to like and provide some of the services he promised, and those things are absent. So, Mayor Johnson, if you're listening, we're cool now. Maybe you don't have to do all of those things. I wonder if, and he doesn't have unilateral power on those ideas anyway, does he?
No, he doesn't. And that's that third tax that you mentioned, the financial transaction tax on CME and the big trading firms here.
Yep.
Governor Pritzker has basically quashed that idea. He says it's a bad idea. And there's been a lot of warnings from the trading community basically saying, hey, if you guys want to pass this, we can pick up and move more easily than ever. Remote work is here. These servers can basically be picked up and moved to the suburbs or another state entirely. So that one seems to be out of the question for now.
Yeah.
But folks are still warning, like, keep your paws off. And as long as the governor isn't in favor, that seems like less and less of a possibility in the near future.
A.D. Quigg writes about the city of Chicago and Cook County governments for the Chicago Tribune. Once in a while, she pops up on that Mincing Rascals podcast. It's good to hear your voice today, A.D. Thanks for your help.
Thank you for having me.